Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price Friday afternoon. Looking, it's improving, looking much better out there.
Yeah, as I said, and we'll, of course, get more details on this in a few minutes, but those rain chances are decreasing tonight before they kind of ramp back up during the weekend.
That is the voice of Austin Price you are hearing, and he's going to be in just a few minutes here and giving us the latest update. And also, he's going to include, we were just talking about this, the Father's Day forecast coming up on Sunday. So we'll be looking at that. Let's go ahead and dive into our three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, UWF Board of Trustees voted Thursday on a compensation package of $744,000 for incoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. With that said, it's not a done deal. Florida Board of Governors now must approve that package. Under the terms of the contract, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14, 2025 until July 13, 2026.
And it was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind last night's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters marched in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. In November of 2024, over 77 million Americans voted to support the president's initiative on removing people illegally from the U.S.
Here's your third story this hour. Something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. A touring helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirmed four people were on board that chopper. The passengers and pilot were transported to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit is investigating that crash.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, last weekend and early this week, we saw tremendous rainfall on the north end of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, and it closed roads due to flooding and left water standing in low-lying areas. Well, Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms and Jay told News Radio that some of his established crops did well in the heavy rain, but they had just finished planting some fields, and those may have to be replanted. He estimates around 10% of his crops could be affected.
Triumph Gulf Coast, been a huge win here for our local economic development across northwest Florida today. Their monthly meeting was held over at the Pensacola State campus. Senator Don Gates was there and reflected on his contribution.
I sponsored the legislation that created Triumph Gulf Coast and the legislation that directed our attorney general to file a lawsuit against BP that resulted in the state of Florida getting a $2 billion award, $1.5 billion of which, under the bill that I wrote, had to come to Northwest Florida through Triumph Gulf Coast. So I'm proud, Papa, to see what is being accomplished now.
Okay, a lot of positive work has gone into Triumph Gulf Coast. Senator Gates says there have been challenges.
I was challenged the other day by a statewide elected official who said to me, "Well, Don, you know, are you really sure that Triumph Gulf Coast has accomplished what you wanted it to?" And the fact is that Triumph Gulf Coast has done far more. Thousands and thousands of new high-paying jobs. Thousands and thousands of people, young people in particular, trained to be able to compete for those jobs.
Triumph Gulf Coast is a nonprofit corporation organized to oversee the expenditure of 75% of all funds recovered by the Florida Attorney General for economic damages to the state that resulted from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. 6:15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Did have some backups most recently on I-10 if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that congestion has completely cleared up from what I can see, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, 81 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight, and yeah, we are seeing those rainfall chances decrease this evening, but they're going to ramp back up during your Saturday and linger into your Father's Day Sunday. Both days going to be dealing with some rainfall along with highs of just under 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida is rolling out a new program to protect ICE agents from doxing. Doxing, by the way, is a practice of releasing a person's information to intimidate or harass. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer saying ICE agents who suspect they or their family members might have been doxed will receive routine checkups and patrols just to keep an eye on those agents and their families.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida drivers have the right to protect themselves during unruly protests. During an interview on the Rubin Report, DeSantis said, quote, if a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have the right to flee for your safety. He went on to say, if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you.
All right. Protests against the Trump administration are expected to take place tomorrow around the country, as well as right here in Pensacola. It's called No King's Day. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey has some pretty interesting thoughts on No King's Day.
A firebomb or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead.
All right, very nice of him. And over 530,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela are being asked to self-deport. They're part of a Biden-era program that allowed them to be in the U.S. for a two-year parole period. The Department of Homeland Security says immigrants who have not obtained lawful status to remain in the U.S. must leave immediately.
SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station this morning. SpaceX says the rocket lifted off around 10:30 Pensacola time, carried 23 Starlink satellites into orbit. According to SpaceX, this was the 21st flight for the first stage booster used in this mission.
All right, Chris, this is going to sound like it's out of nowhere, but just trust the process here. If you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you had your firstborn son? If you can remember.
44.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I was 44.
Yeah, that's pretty far along. But I think this fella's
got to
be.
Well, I only did that because of the business of broadcast. I didn't want to take my family around the country.
No, that was wise.
I was more stable, and that's when I was ready to make the commitment.
Well, that may have been this fella's mindset. Zoo Miami's oldest animal will celebrate his birthday on Sunday, Father's Day. It's a Galapagos tortoise named Goliath. He's turning 134. He recently became a father for the first time ever.
Oh, good.
When one of his eggs was laid by his mate, Sweet Pea, hatched. An application has been made to the Guinness Book of World Records to recognize him as the oldest first-time father in history. 6'8". Here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now, back in just a few minutes with some of the headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Gun show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Haji Shrine Temple at 800 West 9 Mile Road, Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 per person. Kids under 14 are free. Free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, USAGunShowsFL.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
622 News Radio 92.3. The key to the future of America's defense may not be on the ground, on the sea, or in the air, but in outer space. Here's Kevin Yurinsky.
During a recent House Armed Services Subcommittee hearing, Space Force Chief of Operations General Chance Saltzman said that
never before in our history has space been more critical to the future of our nation.
General Saltzman testifying that space, via satellites, provides military needs ranging from GPS to communications to weapons targeting. He adds that thus far, the Space Force has been a relative bargain.
At a cost of only about 3% of the larger DoD budget and with less than 1% of the personnel.
But says the bottom line is
we must be able to control the space domain, protecting our capabilities in space while denying an adversary the ability to use space against us.
Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
Also here on the national scene, President Trump confirms the Iranian leaders that were talking with the U.S. about a nuclear deal are dead after the Israeli strikes. Trump posted, quote, certain Iranian hardliners spoke bravely, but they didn't know what was about to happen. They are all dead now, and it will only get worse. He later told CNN they didn't die of the flu. They didn't die of COVID. 2 months ago, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. Today is day 61.
Yes, there is. There's a surprise in the latest reading on how Americans feel about the economy. Here's Jenny Casola.
For the first time in 6 months, the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading is suggesting Americans are more upbeat about the economy. U of M's preliminary June reading rose to 60.5. Also, those surveyed do not expect inflation will rise to as drastic levels for the next year and 5 years. Sentiment plunged following the shock of high tariffs in early April. Since then, trade tensions have eased. Economists were expecting there would be improvement, but not to these levels. The reading is still below December, when sentiment rose following the election. The survey period was May 27th to June 9th, before Israel's attack on Iran. Chinny Kosola, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers with the stocks.
Stocks tumbled and oil prices surged after Israel launched strikes against Iran's nuclear program and military leaders, and as Iran retaliates. The major averages were on track for weekly gains coming into today's session, but ended the week in the red, snapping a three-week winning streak. Energy was the only gainer among the 11 S&P 500 sectors as oil prices surged. Defense sector stocks like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin advanced. Most of the 30 Dow members fell. The only winner, Chevron and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow falling 770 points, the Nasdaq lower by 256, S&P 500 down 68. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, here we go. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All right, nothing going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Let's see, looking at the weather here, though, it's looking all right as well for now. It's 81 degrees, low of 78. Do have some rainfall chances that are going to dissipate, but they're going to resurge tomorrow and linger on your Sunday for Father's Day. Highs of both days, just under 90 degrees.
It's going to be a little warm out there, but I tell you what's going to be the rough part, the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
That humidity is going to kick in with, you know, the rain and just
muggy.
Yeah, it really is going to be brutal out there. House votes to pass the legislation to cut funding to public broadcasting. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
The House has voted to pass the $9.4 billion rescission package.
214 votes to 212.
Under President Trump's leadership, your taxpayer dollars are no longer being wasted.
Speaker Mike Johnson called it an initial package that marks a step toward a more responsible government.
We want to thank DOGE for their heroic and patriotic efforts. That work led to this.
The cuts amount to a little more than $8 billion to USAID and more than $1 billion to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And it sounds like something out of the scene of a movie. A Memphis police officer jumped into a strange man's car during a foot chase. Video posted to social media this week shows the cop slowing his stride and climbing into a civilian's back seat before jumping out again to rejoin the chase. The suspect, who's wanted for multiple theft and vandalism charges, still managed to escape. But authorities say the officer who bumped a ride didn't break any rules, and they thank the driver for assisting in the pursuit.
Democratic Governors Kathy Hochul of New York, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, and Tim Walz of Minnesota faced a grilling and heated House hearing over their sanctuary state policies. Well, Jeff Manasso has the details.
Republicans unloaded on Democratic governors of so-called sanctuary states of Minnesota, Illinois, and New York.
That is You're prioritized
true.
Putting illegals first.
That is not
Rapes
true.
Of young girls, beatings of NYPD cops.
You do violate the law. You are sanctuary cities.
New York Rep. Elise Stefanik and Arizona Rep. Andy Biggs over sanctuary policies as Massachusetts Rep. Stephen Lynch and all other Democrats during the House committee hearing focused on President Trump.
Trump isn't trying to protect us. He's trying to divide us.
The president on Truth Social on deportations writes in part that saving America is non-negotiable. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And oil prices are surging after Israel launched strikes on Iran. As a result of the strike, prices are at about $73 a barrel, up from around $69 at the end of yesterday. An oil price analyst described the impacts from the strikes as likely to be temporary. However, a price increase may also be felt by drivers at the pump. Iran is a significant global producer of oil despite sanctions placed on the nation.
Yeah, military strategy sessions kind of changing a bit here this afternoon. Israel fending off retaliatory strikes from Iran with American assistance now today. Jared Halpern got the details for you.
The U.S. military is assisting Israel intercept hundreds of Iranian missiles fired into the country. The barrage is part of Iran's response to Israeli airstrikes targeting nuclear facilities and military leaders in and around Tehran. An official here says President Trump did speak with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday. The president says Iran was given chance after chance to make a deal over its nuclear program and can still do so. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And heavy flooding in Texas has claimed at least 10 lives. That's according to the city of San Antonio, and police say others are still unaccounted for in the city. Authorities responded to early morning calls yesterday from people stranded on a road where 15 vehicles had gone into an adjacent creek. This weekend, the flood threat is shifting towards Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee, with severe storms possible as well.
Okay, Democrats are demanding an investigation after a U.S. senator was forcibly removed from a press conference in Los Angeles. Ryan Schmeltz has an update.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus, leading a large group of House Democrats in a Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office, then House Speaker Mike Johnson's. Democrats are demanding an investigation after Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed and handcuffed after he disrupted a Department of Homeland Security press conference. Congressman John Manion of New York on Fox Radio affiliate WIBX claims it's the latest concerning action from the Trump administration for his constituents.
They're terrified because they're seeing unprecedented acts occur over and over and over again.
Republicans argue Padilla's actions were performative and inappropriate, as some are floating censuring the California Democrat. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And police in New Jersey searching for four people who escaped from an immigration detention center. Homeland Security said the detainees were being held at the Delaney Hall facility in Newark. That was the site of protests last month and where Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver was charged with assaulting federal officials.
Okay, Governor DeSantis threatening protesters ahead of tomorrow's No Kings Day. Two events scheduled in Pensacola, both beginning at 10 a.m., one on 9th Avenue and Airport, the other at the Graffiti Bridge. Be careful out there. All right. Sports coming up in 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Sirens blaring in Tel Aviv as Iran launches a barrage of airstrikes against Israel. Many residents taking shelter underground. Fox's Trey Yinks is in Tel Aviv.
It came in two waves. We could see the Tel Aviv skyline lighting up as these advanced missile defense systems were used to try and intercept this fire. And the Israelis bracing for the possibility of more incoming ballistic missiles tonight.
The attack by Iran is in response to earlier Israeli strikes targeting Tehran's nuclear facilities. Spectators, protesters arriving in Washington for the Army's 250th anniversary tomorrow. A military parade is planned. It's also President Trump's 79th birthday.
Tanks from the Army's 1st Cavalry Division from Fort Hood have made their way here to the nation's capital, along with self-propelled artillery, Bradley fighting vehicles, and strikers.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger begins as fresh, never frozen beef, seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly butter-toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. And now featuring cod sandwiches and dinners. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to the organizers of the Pensacola International Billfish Competition that's going on right now. 700-pound fish likely to be brought in for weigh-in Friday and Saturday night at Plaza de Luna. Evaluating the quality of the chants during the march/protest on Palafox Thursday. Alex Andrade talks with us about the budget that's hopefully going to be signed on Monday for the state. And, of course, Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear capabilities and the Transgressors Memorial Service. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the UWF Board of Trustees voted Thursday on a compensation package of $744,000 for incoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. With that said, it's not a done deal quite yet. The Florida Board of Governors must now approve the package. Under the terms of the contract, though, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14th of this year until July 13th of next year.
Okay, it was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind Thursday evening's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters marched in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Let's all remember, back in November 2024, over 77 million Americans voted to support the president's initiative on removing people illegally from the U.S. Well, Governor DeSantis has some thoughts about this coming Saturday's events.
If you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
My goodness. All right. I really hope some of this stuff that we're hearing some of these officials in Florida talk about, I really hope a lot of it doesn't come to a head.
And unfortunately, it probably will.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. A Taurian helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirmed that four people were on board. The passengers and pilot were transported to a local hospital, luckily for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit is investigating the crash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Clock calls it. Cross side pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. Two games apiece.
On TNT, Oilers 5, Panthers 4. The third of four games in the Stanley Cup Final decided in overtime. The Panthers blew a 3-0 lead last night at home after one period. Edmonton swapped starting goalie Stuart Skinner for Calvin Pickard after the first period. Then the Oilers scored three times in the second to tie it. Edmonton went in front with over 6 minutes to play when Jake Walman scored. But the Panthers forced overtime when Sam Reinhart scored with 20 seconds to go in regulation. Leon Draisaitl's game winner with 8:42 left in overtime. The Oilers will host Game 5 of the Cup Final tomorrow. The NBA Finals back tonight. Pacers up 2-1 on the Thunder, hosting Game 4. The last time any golfer had played a bogey-free first round at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh, 2016, when Dustin Johnson did it, on his way to a victory at the U.S. Open. Thursday, 34-year-old American J.J. Spawn played his first round without going over par on any hole. Spawn shot a 66, 4-under, good for a one-stroke lead into the second round today. Thriston Lawrence of South Africa shot 3-under. Two-time U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, who has not won a major since his fifth at the 2023 PGA Championship, 2-under par, two shots off the lead entering the second round. Koepka with a morning start today. Same for Jon Rahm, who shot 1-under in round one. According to a warrant reviewed by the Washington Post, former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is being sought by police in Miami-Dade, Florida on an alleged attempted murder charge with a firearm. The warrant shows that the former NFL receiver must post $10,000 bond and observe house arrest until he'll face trial for an incident at a celebrity boxing match last month, where two shots were fired after Brown was allegedly involved in physical altercation. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark will return from her injury Saturday. The Indiana Fever announced Friday that Clark will be back on the court when they host the undefeated New York Liberty. Clark's been out of action since May 24th. She missed the Fever's last five games, and in that span, the Fever went 2-3. So clearly, they experienced a bit of a humbling stretch without her.
Here's a stunning update. In the drug overdose death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, Jared Max is on News Radio 92.3.
6 years since the death of former Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs at age 27 from a mix of fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol. Court documents in Los Angeles reveal that now 38-year-old Cincinnati Reds starting pitcher Wade Miley is accused of having provided Skaggs with drugs. This according to a deposition from Skaggs' former agent, Ryan Hamill, in which he said that he had been told by Skaggs his former client was given oxycodone pills by Wade Miley. This news revealed from a deposition part of a wrongful death suit filed by Tyler Skaggs' family against the Angels. Wade Miley is not facing criminal charges. A former Angels publicist, Eric Kay, is currently serving a 22-year sentence in federal prison for providing pills laced with fentanyl to Tyler Skaggs. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Indiana Pacers looking to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals tonight in Game 4. Tip-off set for 7:30 p.m. You can catch that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. It's absolutely free on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app, but of course you can also find it on 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
A former NFL player is wanted for attempted murder. You knew who I'm talking about. Just hold on. Here's Chris DeMeo.
Antonio Brown reportedly has a warrant out for his arrest following an incident at a boxing event in Miami. A video shows the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver appearing to fight in a parking lot, then a gunshot rang out, sending spectators running. Brown was later seen in handcuffs being led to the back of a police cruiser. The warrant in Miami-Dade County lists a charge of attempted murder with a gun and calls for Brown to post a $10,000 bond. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is talking about new drug research he's funding. The research looks into the medical benefit of psychedelic drugs on vets struggling with mental illness. Here's the governor.
Many of them came to my office, shared their stories with me. Those who tried Ibogaine, and it made a game-changing difference for those who have either PTSD or it could be opioid challenges or other issues.
And how dirty are beards? Research has shown that beards often do indeed host dense microbial populations, bolstered by a moist place for them to thrive. It's been an issue in the healthcare field where there have been mixed results over how hygienic beards are. Some early studies raised concerns that facial hair may be home to more harmful bacteria, but others have shown no difference between bearded and clean-shaven workers. If beards are cleaned regularly and well-maintained, it greatly reduces the chance of harmful bacteria to grow.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is closing its Center for Trans Youth Health and Development. Hospital says the decision is in part to pressure from the Trump administration. Jessica Rosenthal is on News Radio 92.3.
Children's Hospital Los Angeles says they will also stop performing transgender surgeries on minors. In a memo, the hospital says the decision's due to the state's budget crisis, economic uncertainty, and pressure from President Trump. They reference his executive order from earlier this year against transgender surgeries and treatment for minors. It says it's the policy of the U.S. that it will not fund or support transitioning children. The hospital notes the federal government's already cut off money to universities and research institutions, so they do believe funding is at stake, especially after a memo from Attorney General Pam Bondi that said U.S. attorneys must investigate and prosecute all suspected cases of female genital mutilation under the guise of so-called gender-affirming care. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is News Radio 92.3. What's on your plate could be the key to a healthier heart. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Even if you're not losing weight, eating a healthy diet can still have huge impacts on your heart health. Researchers looked at data from nearly 800 obese people in Israel assigned to stick with healthy diets for somewhere between 18 and 24 months. Almost one-third of those involved in the study did not lose any weight. But good news, those who were resistant to weight loss still showed similar health improvements compared to those who shed some pounds. The lead researcher of the study says the findings can reframe how experts address weight loss. That study was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645, News Radio 92.3. Yes, absolutely. Austin Price is looking at that weather and local traffic together for us this afternoon.
Yes, I am. Luckily, not too much going on the roads from what I can see, so thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. It's 81 degrees right now on a local scale. Going to be a low of 78 tonight. We'll have some decreasing rainfall chances as we get into this evening, but Saturday and Sunday are going to have significantly higher chances of rain. Both days will also have highs just under 90 degrees.
Okay, so you're saying tonight's bands on the Blackwater is going to be okay for disco-less over there?
Hopefully, yes.
There you go. Okay, nice local snapshot there. Let's take it to a national level. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your weekend forecast.
Another round of wet weather and the risk of stronger storms across the central and eastern U.S. the next few days, thanks to a slow-moving frontal boundary that will spark showers and thunderstorms over Texas, parts of the Mid-South, and the Mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain could bring another day of flooding alerts, especially for some of the areas that have already seen quite a bit of rain. This setup will continue through Sunday. Meanwhile, another heat wave expected across the southwest, with temperatures soaring well over 100 degrees into the 110 degree range over the weekend. Foxweather.com has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Shares of airline companies dropped today as higher oil prices and yesterday's tragic air crash in India are pushed the market lower. Shares of American and United Airlines lost roughly 4% each today. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 769 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 68, and the NASDAQ lost 255. Barbie maker Mattel announced that it's partnering with OpenAI to develop artificial intelligence-powered toys and games. The company added that the pair would likely announce their first product later this year as the toy maker works to get ahead of the AI curve. It's been an up-and-down week for the price of crude and is currently experiencing a spike following Israel's attack on Iran today. At one point, prices surging more than 8%. Currently, they sit above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, small businesses are searching for new seasonal employees. Yep, as the summer hiring heats up, Jeff Flock has details from Wildwood, New Jersey this afternoon.
You know, we talk about creating jobs. I think we need to create some people, because they need a lot of people to run Maury's Piers on the Wildwood Coast. And we come back every year, I think, to talk to Denise Bexson about this, because you hire so many young people. Summer hiring, we think, is going to be down. Have you had problems?
Seasonal hiring is always a challenge for us, yes.
But you've got a huge operation here, three piers, all sorts of rides and everything. You rely on these summer workers. What about the J-1 visa program?
We were really fortunate not to have any problems getting students this year from overseas, and we have a full roster. We have 1,500 jobs, and our local high school only graduates 50 students. Yeah. So
that was the thing that we always did as kids, but maybe not so much these days.
And Facebook company Meta investing about $14 billion in a San Francisco AI startup. A Meta spokesperson says the company has finalized its strategic partnership with Scale AI and that the CEO of the startup will be leaving and joining Meta to work on its superintelligence efforts. The investment comes as Meta looks to improve its competitive edge against Google, OpenAI, and other companies in the growing artificial intelligence market.
648 News Radio 92.3. Tesla founder Elon Musk in a cooling off period with the American public opinion. Teresa Crowley has the explanation for us.
American passions toward Elon Musk, both pro and con, have cooled since his messy public dust-up with President Trump, even though the president now says he wishes his former Doge cost-cutter very well. An AP NORC poll finds the number of Republicans very favorable toward Musk dropped 12 points from April to June, down from 38% to 26%. But Democrats' anti-Musk fervor also dropped. 74% found him very unfavorable in April, down to 65% by June. Most Republicans still see Musk favorably, but about half of Americans now have a negative opinion of Tesla. Only a third have a favorable view, and 2 in 10 don't know enough to say. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a federal judge is enabling the return of three fired Consumer Product Safety Commission members. The commissioners were nominated by former President Biden and fired under the Trump administration. They sued, and now a district judge is ordering the restoration of their pay, as well as their access to office spaces, computers, and email accounts. It's the latest ruling to block Trump's efforts to fire Democratic appointees at independent agencies across the federal bureaucracy.
PayPal and Google Wallet will no longer be together starting really soon. Eben Brown is on News Radio 92.3.
Following PayPal's announcement last year that it would no longer let users link their accounts to wallet apps, Google Wallet will soon no longer have PayPal in the app as a payment method. If you've been using PayPal in your Google Wallet, it will likely self-delete in the next week. As a workaround, you can make purchases using PayPal directly or with PayPal's app. You can use another card in your Google Wallet, but if you have PayPal's debit MasterCard, that card can be added to the Google Wallet app. The same rules apply for Samsung Wallet. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Suicide Hotline and Behavioral Health Services for LGBT youth and young adults could be cut under the proposed budget Department of Health and Human Services have. Senior administration officials say the proposal calls for funding for health services for LGBT youth to be reallocated to the general 988 services, or 988 services. That means there would not be an option for someone to be connected to a counselor trained to specifically talk to and help LGBT people.
This week, Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired and replaced all 17 members of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee, saying he wants to restore confidence in vaccine science.
We don't know whether they have anything to do with the epidemic of chronic disease. Almost all the chronic disease, these are products that are designed to deregulate your immune system, to change your immune system for life.
All righty, 6:51 here. We will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just about 2.5 minutes or so to bring you some pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff as we help ease you into the end of the 6 o'clock hour, but also this Father's Day weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, at last check, nothing really. If you are dealing with problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees still, low of 78 tonight. Going to see those rainfall chances kind of psych you out. They're going to start to drop off some. They will ramp up a bit on your Saturday, linger at that same severity into your Father's Day Sunday. Both days will have highs of just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, changes are coming to the Grammys. Yep, the awards set dates here for their 2026 show and nominations. In fact, they're going to be announcing new rules during the upcoming year. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The Recording Academy announced some changes for the upcoming 68th Annual Grammy Awards, including Best Country Album, which will be renamed to Best Contemporary Country Album. There's also updates to the physical box set categories and updated language for several categories, including Best Progressive R&B Album, Best Dance Pop Recording, Best Regional Roots Album, and others. The Grammys will air Sunday, February 1st next year on CBS for the last time before moving to Disney. The show will broadcast from the Los Angeles Crypto.com Arena and will stream on Paramount Plus. Nominations will be announced November 7th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Todd Chrisley is back on social media for the first time since getting out of prison. The reality TV star and his wife, Julie, were sent to prison back in 2022 for conspiring to defraud banks. Last month, President Trump gave them both full pardons. You remember us reporting on that. Well, yesterday, Chrisley was on Instagram to celebrate his youngest son, Grayson, making the Dean's List at the University of Alabama. The Chrisleys are expected to return to reality TV later this year.
A new species of dinosaur has been uncovered. This is interesting. Comes to us from London. Here's Jonathan Savage.
Behold, Kankulu mongoliensis, or Dragon Prince of Mongolia. Researchers in the Central Asian country have pieced together prehistoric bones kept in a museum, and what they discovered changed their understanding of what came before. The new species is now the closest known ancestor of all tyrannosaurs, the group of predators that includes the famous T-Rex. Scientists now have new insight into how tyrannosaurs evolved to become the deadly predators that roamed Asia and North America. Kankulu's bones are 86 million years old. It's thought the animal would have weighed around 1,400 pounds. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a Catholic teenager known as God's Influencer will soon become the first millennial saint. Pope Leo XIV said today that Carlo Acutis will be canonized on September 7th. He died of leukemia in 2006 at just the age of 15, but before his death, the Italian teenager created a popular website documenting Christian miracles. His sainthood ceremony had been scheduled for April 27th, but ended up being postponed because of the Pope's death.
Okay, as China expands testing and use of automated cars on its roads, the U.S. Transportation Secretary is now looking to increase our self-driving vehicle capacity. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said they're streamlining a process that should result in more testing and use of self-driving cars, in particular ones that do not have steering wheels or brakes. There's an exemption process that lets car makers manufacture and use 2,500 cars a year that do not comply with federal standards. Duffy says this exemption process has been bogged down in red tape for years, and he's ready to move through it more quickly. Since 2018, for example, GM has submitted petitions twice to operate cars without controls, but they've rescinded those petitions, and last year they stopped funding their Cruise robo-taxis after one of them harmed a pedestrian. Ford withdrew its petition last year after closing its self-driving unit 3 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. Have you ever wondered how people used to wake up on time before we had our phones or alarm clocks?
Yes.
Well, Matt Murphy is going to tell you about it.
Fox Facts.
These days, most of us wake up to a smartphone buzz or the blare of an electronic alarm clock. But before all that, people relied on something a bit more human. Meet the knocker-upper, a real job in Britain, Ireland, and parts of the Netherlands during the Industrial Revolution and beyond. Armed with long sticks, batons, or even pea shooters, these human alarm clocks would tap on windows to make sure workers woke up on time. Some wouldn't leave until they saw movement. Others gave a few knocks and moved on. Elderly men, women, and even police officers sometimes did it for extra income. In mining towns, workers used chalk to write their shift times on wake-up slates, small boards mounted outside their homes so the knocker-upper knew exactly when each person needed waking. The gig finally fizzled out by the 1970s as cheap alarm clocks took over. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity expected in the next 7 days. Another large plume of dust moving into the state today. That dust, along with wind shear, is going to help suppress tropical development. Have a great weekend, everybody. Austin and I will be back 4 o'clock Monday. See you then.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.